The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. Ryan Tubridy with you this Thursday morning. It's the 15th of November 2018 at 5 past 9. We're here till 10. The text number, as always, is 51551 and you can email ryan@rte.ie. That's all you have to do. You can write to us if you want. A lot of people are doing that these days. Sweet thing to do. Now, if you're trying to wade through the Brexit ocean and trying to figure out what in the name and what a rolling story it is. The Brexit minister Dominic Raab has resigned in the last 15 minutes. So Theresa May will have a very, very long day. I was only thinking of her yesterday, weirdly, thinking, God, for you got to admire her resilience and her stamina to keep going in the face of so much intense opposition. And I'm looking at pictures here of Jacob Rees-Mogg and that other chap, Boris Johnson. And imagine having to look through your window of Downing Street and see those fellas coming towards you and thinking, look at them. And Jeremy Corbyn's there and Arlene Foster's there. It must be exhausting being Theresa May. Like really, really. Part of her, I was just thinking today, she really could do with a nice holiday. And I think she may have one coming forever because it's not looking good. The coverage to read today, I think really the Irish Sun has very good coverage, a very good spread on it with a great headline saying, beware the Ides of May. It's nice. And they even have a nice toga-strewn photograph, et tu, Boris. So they've given it the full Roman historic edge there because all the great stories coming from ancient Rome, but it's just the same story but without the togas today in the paper. But Kieran Dineen and Neil Cotter have a nice, concise look at the story in language that is accessible and reporting that is easy to kind of get through. A lot of the broadsheets tend to lose you in density and inaccessibility. And this is the way to do it. So pick up a tabloid today and get stuck into it because they seem to get it right and keep it very, very, as I say, easy on the eye without losing the importance of the story. But that'll ramble along. And there was a lot of talk on Morning Ireland today of it being, of Theresa May being like Michael Collins in the treaty. You know, when he said, I think I may have just signed my death warrant, you kind of get the feeling she might have been not far behind him in that way. So we will watch with considerable amount of interest to see. And I would imagine also the likes of Jacob Rees-Mogg and Boris Johnson, when they hear somebody like the Prime Minister of Ireland saying it was a good day for the Irish, they're going, well, that must mean it's a bad day for us. So let's stir that pot a little bit more. So on it goes, on it goes. Shall we lighten the load a little? Yes, we shall. And talk about the John Lewis Christmas ad, which has been launched into the world yesterday. And it's extraordinary, really, how a company, I still don't know what John Lewis sells. I think, presume furniture and clothes, but how a company has cornered the Christmas beginning market. Some people say it could be the toy show in Ireland, but in Britain, it's certainly the John Lewis ad. So what have they gone for? Well, if you haven't seen it, and I have, because it's available to watch this morning online, it's a tribute to Elton John. So already you're kind of wondering, that's a peculiar one. And what they've done is, it begins with Elton John as he is now playing a piano, a couple of chords on the piano, notes on the piano. And then it flashes through Elton John down through the years, all the while singing the same song, Your Song, which I might play a little later on. And it's then younger Elton, he gets younger, 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 and then ends up as a little boy getting a present for Christmas. And what do you think he gets? A piano. And I'm not reckoning for you. It's pretty straightforward, very obvious from the beginning what's going to happen. So that's the John Lewis ad. Have a look. And I would be curious to know whether you like it or not. I'm in two minds. 51551. Not a critical thing to text about, incidentally, but just if it's there, it's there. We spoke to Lee Child before about his Jack Reacher books. And he's been saying this week that he's going to make a Jack Reacher series to stream. And he's kind of regretted now, particularly from feedback from readers and fans, that Tom Cruise was just a miscast for the Jack Reacher. In the books, Jack Reacher is 6 feet 5 inches tall. of all the actors in all the world to get to play him, they picked Cruise, who's 5'7", so not a tall man. But he said, so he's kind of said, look, for all his talent, he doesn't have that physicality, which I'm surprised. I thought he might have had. He's a very nice guy. We had a lot of fun, but ultimately the readers are right. The size of Reacher is really, really important, and it's a big component of who he is. So that's the end of that relationship. Speaking of the end of relationship, according to the Herald today, the hipster beard is over. I'm always looking at least one or two out the window here, and it's over. Some of them had them before, or long before the hipsters came along, which is fair enough. And I'm looking at one of them as it happens. I shall not name and shame. But the hipster beard, it's funny when you look at footage of kind of early 20th century, Edwardian era, they were all at it. And then it came back again. But it's official, according to the Herald, the era of the hipster beard says Katie Wright this morning is coming to an end. Big Shave Club did a survey of 1,000 people and found that 55% aren't into the trend anymore. So it's gone. If you're listening with your hipster beard today, just to let you know, it looks like your time may have been and gone. It's now a thing of the past. I don't think that'll convince you necessarily, but that's what they're saying. It was nice while it lasted, but it's game over. There will be a spike in sales today of the Irish Examiner among Tubridies because they did a lovely piece on the ball boy, the golden ball boy who saved Ireland from having a try scored against them by New Zealand, my brother Garrett, in it today. So all the Tubridies will be buying that. A very nice treatment of it too. And lots of the papers also very generously reporting on the launch of the Vincent de Paul annual appeal, which I was involved in yesterday. Met kids from St. Margaret's National School and from other schools around the country who gathered to launch their annual appeal, svp.ie, to donate. If you're feeling in the mood to helping people along this Christmas, that's what they're urging you to do. And I started packing boxes with food at school and was told an important lesson, which was, you'd always have to be giving, be kind. And that's the message today. Bono says, we're going away now. And then everyone goes into a frenzy. I don't know why. He's just finished doing 2 years of touring like a lunatic with the boys. Of course he's going away now. He's wrecked. They're not breaking up. He didn't say, the band's over. He just said, we're going away now. Bye. Good luck and enjoy your break. They need it and deserve it. Celine Dion says she hopes to encourage a dialogue of equality and possibility. Is she joining the UN? No, she's launching a gender-neutral children's clothing line. That's fine, but what's the name of her clothing line? Can anyone hazard a guess? What do you think? If your name is Celine Dion, with your wonderful voice, she has, what would she call it? It's called Celine-nu-nu-nu. I'm going to spell it for you. C-E-I-L-N-U-N-U-N-U. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Anyway, the Celine collection features more than 70 stereotype-free styles for kids, ages 0 to 14, and was created with the children's boutique brand Nu, which specialises in unisex designs. There, you can look it up. Just tap in Celine Nu. 51551 is the text number this morning. Duncan from Sword says, I'm utterly unmoved by the John Lewis ad. I think that's what happened to me. I found myself unmoved. Do you know what kind of did it for me as well? It's Elton John, right? A wonderful talent. Kind of a bit narky, but wonderful talent. And he's doing his thing on the piano. And it's meant to be cute and all about him being an older man and then turning into a boy. And then I read he probably got around 5 million for it. And I just thought, oh, I'm just not feeling the love. I'm not feeling the authenticity from it. I'm just seeing the bill for some weird reason. Just watched the John Lewis ad, Ryan, and it brought tears in my eyes. Oh, maybe I've no soul. That could be it. Sold it years ago. John Lewis have a unique way, says our JJ, of touching the family heartstrings. Mine must have been cut last night or yesterday. Ryan, just watched the ad. I love it. Oh, God. I feel the message is sometimes a gift can have a huge impact on a child's life. It could be life-changing. How many children said they became engineers or vets or doctors or nurses because of gifts they received? I have an adult daughter who is an avid reader because we always gave her books as part of the gifts for Christmas. Okay, fair enough. I'm wrong. Not for the first time. Just saw the ad, Ryan. It's not brilliant, but it's not bad either. I'm kind of stuck on the fence with it. Must be the longest Christmas ad I've seen. Yeah, it's 2 minutes plus. And another says, John Lewis ad is a great tribute to Elton John, but not Christmassy at all. And the tagline is so lame. Some gifts are more than just a gift. That's the tagline. Didn't really do it for me. All right, Michael Bublé is doing the rounds and he's back. And I heard Shea Byrne playing this the other morning. I thought, that's a nice tune. So I'm going to give it a whirl.